All right, good morning, guys. I was just sitting here thinking this ain't exactly how I wanted to present this message. We was hoping to be in church this Sunday, but circumstances has not allowed us. Do continue to pray for us. Pray for Angie with her head. Also pray for me and Gabby. We're around, we're around several people, and Gabby's around exposure all the time. So just be much in prayer for her. Be much in prayer for each other. It's a mess of a world we're living in right now. Thank God we still live in the greatest country, piece of land on the planet. I'm glad I'm from West Virginia, and I'm glad I live here amongst you guys, and I'm thankful for that. Again, be much in prayer for each other. Do pray for Brother Randy. He's having some back issues and some trouble. He's did something to his back. Can't hardly walk straight up. So y'all remember him when you pray, especially. Just remember each other. Again, just remember each other. If you have your Bibles this morning, open them to Matthew chapter number 28. Matthew chapter number 28. I had this planned, as I said, a whole lot different. I was going to ask you guys a couple questions and then present the message, but since we can't, we won't. Matthew 28 is the Great Commission, when Jesus gives his commandment to go and preach, teach, and do. And the Great Commission has never changed since the moment Jesus said this to his disciples. We're still to do exactly what the Great Commission says. And I wanted to look at a couple things in this. And it fits the criteria probably of everybody that is professing Christianity today. In Matthew chapter number 28, verse 16, the Bible says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them." So he had told them where to be. He was going to come talk to them, where to be, and they went there. But it says, "And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this message, Lord. Would have loved to present it in person, Lord. I believe this is a message that could be very beneficial to your people. And I pray if they'll just heed the words of what's being said here, Lord, I believe we'll see what's going on in America, the wrong that's happened in America, not with lost people, not with political people, but just the wrong where the church has dropped the ball. Lord, we just pray you'll teach us here for the next few minutes. In Christ's name, amen. If you'll break this down individually, the Bible says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them." The Bible says, "And when they saw him, the 11, they worshiped him, but some doubted." We're living in a world where a lot of Christians are doubting the authority of God. Now, after this, Jesus says, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever commanded you." What's going on with most Christians is we're questioning what God has said. We question what God has said in way of sin. We question, is it really sin? We question what God has said in things we should stay away from. Did he really mean that? We question what God has said about how we keep our friends. Did he really mean that? We question what God has said about our commitment to serving. Did he really mean that? You don't have to always be. You don't have to. And we question everything about the things of God. We doubt. When you question, we doubt. And it said some doubt it. But Jesus came and spake to them and assured them, "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth." Now here's the Great Commission, what we're supposed to do, and it's never changed. The Bible says, go. First of all, Christians are going to have to get a mindset. We have to be on the offense. we should go. I'm not talking about go and just be around other Christian people. I'm talking, the Bible means here, go ye therefore, go to everyone. When you're out somewhere, when you're talking to a family member and you know they're not going to heaven and you know they're, don't let the devil convince you, they may or may not be right. It's important to know if people's right. Go, tell, instruct. The Bible says, and teach. That means to teach what? Teach all things that he hath commanded you. Teach that Jesus is the only way, the only truth, the only life. Teach that Jesus is the only way, the only door to heaven. Teach that the Son of God and His sacrifice on Calvary and the blood that He shed is the only thing that would merit you to access into heaven. Teach that if you're not born again, you don't go to heaven. Teach that if you die in a lost condition, you go to hell. Teach that the Lord said you must be born again. Teach the fact that Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Teach the fact that if you believe what the Lord said, you'll take up your cross and follow. Teach the fact that not forsaking the assembling of yourself. We're out right now, but God forbid that we would get a mindset that you don't have to go to church. God forbid that we'd get a mindset that church is not important, because I know one thing, through this absence of church, I miss my church family. And it's important that we teach people. Fellowship one with another. Be ye like-minded and fellowship with like-minded people. I tell you what, the world's in a mess because Christian people are straddling the fence so much that they don't have any idea what's going on. And we're to teach people. We're to make disciples out of them. We are to encourage them. Not only are we to get them saved, we're supposed to get them grounded. The Great Commission not only commissions us to lead people to the Lord, but after we get them led, after we get them led to Calvary and through the blood of Christ, we then teach them, we disciple them on how to be Christians, baptizing them, identifying them as Christians, submerging them, and that's a prime example. You don't get the cart before the horse. You teach, you go, and tell. You lead, get them saved. You teach them the foundation. You baptize them into the family of God. You don't do that in reverse. Salvation and discipleship go hand in hand. Then part of the discipleship is believer's baptism. It's not believing baptism, it's believer's baptism. We baptize them into the family of God and into the church of God. And we do it in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. And we are to teach them to observe all things. To tell someone that it's all right if you make little mistakes and it's all right. Don't worry about bridling your tongue. The Lord understands we're people. No, we're supposed to be observing the things. Supposed to let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, the Word of God says. Now, do you think the Lord would use some of the language and say some of the things that we say? Do you think the Lord Himself would talk like we talk sometimes? Do you think the Lord Himself would act like we act sometimes, to observe all things whatsoever commanded you? Be ye followers of me, is what the Lord tells us. Do you think the Lord would watch some of the things we watch? Do you think the Lord would partake in some of the things we partake in? Do you think the Lord would let His subject His mind, body, and soul to some of the things we do? He said, teaching them to observe all things. The Great Commission is to teach people to be Christ-like. The Great Commission is to teach people to mimic the life of Christ. Can we perform miracles? No. Can we live sinless? No. But I'll tell you what, if a person's got a mindset to strive toward that, they'll live a lot less sinful. They'll be a lot less sin present. And He says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever commanded you. Now, here's the part that we probably, most Bibles should white out because we don't pay much attention to this. And lo, I am with you always. We forget that no matter what we're doing, if you're a child of God, that Holy Spirit that saved you, that Holy Spirit that sealed you, that Holy Spirit that loves you and woos you to the family of God is also with you. And when I would do wrong, I make the Lord Jesus Christ subject to being a partaker of my wrong. Not that He does wrong and not that the Spirit does wrong, but that the Spirit that lives in me has to go through the wrong that I'm doing. Why is it important for us to teach and to observe? Because the Spirit of God is with us. Because when I'm doing all these things that I just named, and when I'm in rebellious against the things of God, and when I'm doing ungodly acts and ungodly deeds, when I'm forsaking any part of being a follower of Christ, when I'm forsaking the trying to spread the gospel, you know, a person ought to. Jesus always talked about spiritual things. He did it sometimes in parables, but he also wanted you to know His purpose. What is your purpose? Is it to spread the gospel? That's what a person is supposed to do, first and foremost. When I talk to people, do I talk that would identify me as a Christian? Or do I leave question whether or not I even know Christ? Does my vocabulary and my actions so vile that people would question whether or not that I even have been to church, much less know the Lord Jesus? Well, the Lord's with you if you're a Christian. If you're saying that you're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, you've been born again, be very careful of how our tongue is, how our talk is, how our actions are. How our demeanor even. Be very careful about where you go, what you do, who you do it with. Be very careful about the sin that you allow in your life, because He said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. World's not ended, so He's still here. World's not over and your life's not over, so He's still here. It'd be very, very important for maybe even the rest of this day, ponder your stand in Christ. Are we disciples? Are we workers? Do we go? Do we teach? Do we baptize? Do we observe? And do we realize God's with us? Always. Lo, I am with you always. Or are we like some of them who, when some came and worshiped, some doubt it? Can He really be with us all the time? Does He see everything? He's omnipresent. He's always there. There is not a part of this world, there's not a part of this eternity, there's not a part of this universe that the Lord doesn't see. He sees the explosions past the planet Pluto. And He sees the ill-natured thoughts within the walls of my heart. No, I'm with you. Observe and realize an all-seeing God is all-seeing and all-knowing. Evaluate where we stand in Christ. Guys, Lord willing, we'll be in church Sunday. Pray that no one else is exposed and no one else, and the numbers start coming down so we can fellowship one with another and get some strength. I need to see God's people, and I need to be around God's people. Y'all pray for us. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. Bless us. Watch over us. Thank you for your goodness and your grace. In Christ's name, amen.